Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Just after 3:20, we check in at Ivy Tech, Keith, and we have a brand new guest this week. I am positive of it.
You are certainly correct. Her name is Jennifer Mantha Daly, and she is an associate professor of business. However, she also at one time was our human relations director.
Other than that, Jennifer, you're not wearing too many hats. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, we appreciate you finding some time for us this afternoon to tell us about some of the great things happening at Ivy Tech, Keith. And Jennifer's got a great program, doesn't she?
A marvelous program, Jennifer, in helping young people. These are even prior to coming to college, young people in our community in leadership. And there's a great line for what this program is. And I'm going to let you tell the people about this program.
Okay, great. So I help run a program called the Judy O'Bannon Youth Leadership Academy, and it is for 7th and 8th graders in our area, and it's a free program, which I think is always good. Free is always good. Mm-hmm. And let me just tell you what I love about the program. What I love about the program is we come from the premise that any young person has leadership potential. One of the first things we do is we have the students complete a StrengthsFinder survey, and then we focus on their strengths throughout the program. And often when teachers recommend students for this program, they look at the student who's outgoing and outspoken. But what we want to say to every 7th and 8th grader is that lots and lots of different skill sets can make excellent leaders. And we have seen amazing changes in students who go through the program.
Well, let's talk about something, because you yourself had two daughters that went through the program, and it's got to be a challenge because mom is in charge of a program that, you know, how come mom just doesn't say this kind of stuff at home? How'd your kids do? What was the feedback you got from your own kids?
Well, both of my daughters loved the program, and I happen to have two daughters that are extreme introverts. So to see them blossom through this really sold me on the program. But one of the reasons that it was meaningful to them, despite the fact their mom was helping out, was that we bring in lots of people to talk to the students. We include Ivy Tech professors. I think, you know, Keith, I'm sure you remember that once you presented to the students
right.
on communication and
right.
speech giving. We use our Ivy Tech professors. We bring in experts from around the community. For example, we have a state trooper come in every year and talk to them about internet safety. And believe me, my daughters remember the internet safety talk. We also bring in leaders from around the community to talk about what it means to lead and how students can take on that responsibility from where they are.
As a mom, Jennifer, and one of the leaders of this program, is 7th and 8th grade too early for developing leadership, or is that a nice time to start getting them interested?
You know, we think it's the perfect time. I have a heart for kids this age. They're at that point where they're still curious and excited about life like a child, but they're also starting to confront issues and think about problems in society like an adult would. So I find it the perfect age to start really thinking about how they can be better and lead their community to better.
We're speaking with Jennifer Mantha Daly, who is one of the leaders of the Judy O'Bannon Youth Leadership Academy at Ivy Tech. It's free. And how many days and what's this? How long's the program and when does it happen?
Okay. So things are a little different this year. Typically, we meet face-to-face for 3 Saturdays, but because of COVID, we're going to meet through Zoom meetings, 3 Saturdays, one in October, one in November, and one in December. We will have our very first meeting socially distanced outside on Friday, October 9th. But during these meetings, we'll be focusing on three different activities. We will do short skills workshops where we'll be teaching things like public speaking, conflict resolution, time management. We even teach table etiquette and bullying prevention. We'll also have guest speakers talk to the students about issues in the community. We like to focus on issues that affect children specifically in our community. And finally, we'll have guest leaders come in and take questions from the students, talking about what it means to be a leader.
Jennifer, when did this program start? I know it has Judy O'Bannon's name on it, but how did this come together? Who put it together, and how did you get involved?
So this is our seventh year, and I actually started the program 7 years ago. I actually have a teaching license to teach middle school students, and being in the college classroom, I was sort of missing them. So I started the program mostly so I could be with students in that middle age group again. And it's been exciting.
Jennifer, let me ask you this. What's in it? This sounds like a strange question, but what's in it for Ivy Tech to work with this age group, since that's not the age group they normally have for students, et cetera?
Well, you know, Ivy Tech is a community college, and I think this is an excellent way for Ivy Tech to serve the community. Not only do we teach a group of students every year how to become leaders, but they in turn have to imagine and create a community service project that then even has more impact in the community. So that's one thing. It's part of being a community college, is serving the community. Secondly, we find that these students have a much greater connection to Ivy Tech and are more likely to become Ivy Tech students in the future.
Is there a graduation ceremony or some conclusion activity?
Yes, at the very end of the program in the spring, the students will present to a public group explaining exactly what they did in the program and how they served their community. In the past, we've done that with a very large crowd. The students have been able to present to crowds over 300 about the work they've done with the program.
What kind of feedback do you get from their parents?
Oh, my gosh. The parents have always been so appreciative of what we've done. I've had parents tell me that they never, ever thought that their student in just a few short months would be able to confidently speak in front of a group of 300 people. And I've had parents who have sent their students to do the program both 7th and 8th grade year because they loved it so much. So we get lots of great feedback from our parents.
You can do it both years. It's just not one or the other.
Yes, as long as we don't meet our capacity, we can allow students to do it twice. And we do have a lot of students who like to do it 2 years.
Let's talk about the capacity and how somebody gets in the program. What do you do? Who do I have to contact? Those kinds of questions. And how much does it cost?
Sure. Okay. So the program is free to anyone. And all you have to do is fill out a fairly short application that can be done online. To find the application, I suggest Googling Judy O'Bannon Youth Leadership Academy, and the form should come up automatically.
Good.
Like I said, it's a simple form that the student is expected to fill out themselves because they have to answer a few questions about what leadership means to them. The deadline for our application is this coming Monday, September 28th.
And how many can you take in the program?
So typically we have taken up to 25 students when we were face-to-face. But I believe because this year is different and we're doing the Zoom meetings, we could take more if we got more applicants.
Yeah, you can stack them up all in the back. Heck, it's easier that way. Just make sure you have enough bandwidth.
Yeah, you have to find space.
That's it. All you need is some bandwidth to make it happen. And if people would like more information, Jennifer, where's the easiest place to find it?
I think Googling Judy O'Bannon Youth Leadership Academy is the easiest place for people to be able to find it.
And everybody knows how to work the Googleometer, even Keith.
Yes. Well, and also, you're in class so much, trying to contact you is not going to be easy, so that's the best way to do that. Now, Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor, wouldn't appreciate it if you didn't at least mention some of the other things that people need to know about that are going on at Ivy Tech.
Absolutely. We are starting a second 8-week classes on October 26th, and we're taking registration right now for those classes. And I teach in the business department. I'll be teaching a management class and a human resources class in the second 8 weeks. I'd love to see some new students in there. I think it's a great entry point if you're just wondering if you're ready to go back to school.
What, when you teach business classes, are these for the, is this something that a kid right out of high school would go into, or do you have to have a year of Ivy Tech experience before you take your classes?
You could take these classes right out of school, but we also have a lot of older adults who take our business classes as just a way to hone their skills for the place they are working currently.
And in terms of what do you need as a preparation to get into these classes? Do you have to have certain prerequisites?
No, we're open enrollment. So all someone would need to do is email Ivy Tech. You can use the email address bl-info@ivytech.edu and get started with registration.
Excellent, Jennifer. Great job. Keith, got one more thing to get in there? Are we all good to go, get all ready to roll?
Well, real quick, Jennifer, are these virtual or face-to-face class?
we're offering online, virtual, and face-to-face
you
classes,
pick.
All three classes.
Whatever one can make your schedule work, and the easiest way to do that, give Ivy Tech a call. Jennifer, or go online and start your mission there. Give us your website one more time for the, or your best suggestion, rather, to find the leadership program again. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I would Google the Judy O'Bannon Youth Leadership Academy.
Excellent, and that's for middle school students. And again, when's your first meeting coming up, and when do people need to get on this?
Registration is due on Monday, September 28th, and our first meeting is the beginning of October.
That's right, and that is next Monday, so it's great we had you on today so people could make sure if they're interested to get in and get in by the Monday deadline. Great job, Jennifer. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.